Several years ago, when I was about to be out of town for a few days, I tried something that actually turned out to be really enjoyable to my family. A couple of years later, three of my sons accompanied me on a road trip through Arizona and New Mexico. I was preaching in a few churches there, and between meetings, we saw the sights and hiked some trails and made some great memories. And one of the great memories we made was actually kind of stumbling across that same idea that I had put into practice a few years earlier. That idea, that project that we rediscovered on that road trip, is something that you and I as dads can use to provide another point of contact with our children, to influence them with truth. It can also help us to bind our hearts with their hearts. And it can also serve to simply show our children and our wives that we are thinking about them and we love them. And maybe best of all, it's something that probably every dad listening to this podcast can do. Through wisdom is an house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. Hi friends, welcome to the Treasure Box Books Podcast. I'm your host, Nathan Ching, a redeemed child of God, happy husband and homeschooling dad, and lifelong lover of good books. Fellow dad, are you eager to fill your children's hearts with truth and faith and wisdom and courage? Do you long to build growing, lasting, God-centered relationships with your family? If you're ready to inspire and equip your children to walk with God by learning and living together, then come join us on our journey and let's go find the treasures in books. Hey, fellow dads, I hope you and yours are doing well, and I hope that you are leading your family to walk with God. Last week, the Lord allowed my second-born son to experience something pretty cool, and I got to be there with him when he experienced it. Back up about half a year, and that same son of mine told me that there's going to be an event in early April. It's going to happen in Texas. And my sister and brother-in-law and their family live in southeast Texas. And he said, it's going to pass right over there, and maybe we could go see them. Well, of course, he was talking about the solar eclipse, the total solar eclipse of April 8th, 2024. And I told him, well, you'll have to pray for some jobs and save up some money so you can go. And I guess he did. Some jobs came his way, and he saved up some money, and we were able to go. We were able to go fly into Houston, spend a couple of days with my sister's family, and then my brother-in-law went with us and spent most of the week with us, and we traveled together, and we went to see the solar eclipse. Now, the night before the solar eclipse, we checked into a hotel northeast of Dallas, and the skies were clear, but the weather forecast was calling for storms and, at the very least, cloud cover, with really not much chance of it clearing up. And my wife sent me a text message Sunday night, April 7th, saying, is there any other place you can go? And I looked at the weather forecast map, and every place that we could get to looked like it was going to be just as bad, if not worse. And so I said, well, we're just going to pray that if the Lord wants us to see this thing, we're going to see it. And if not, it's His sky. He created it. And if He wants us to see it, we'll thank Him for it. If He doesn't want us to see it, we'll thank Him for it. Well, Monday rolled around, and the staff at the hotel were very gracious. They allowed us to stay on their property. My son set up his photography equipment, and we stood there under the clouds and looked skyward and watched as the clouds pretty much came between us and the sun all of the early afternoon. And we kept praying that God would open up the sky. And as the moon began to pass between the earth and the sun, sometimes the clouds would clear away and give us a clear view, and we and the few people around us would shout, oh, wow, look at that, there it is. We could see it through our little glasses or through the films on the binoculars. When the point of totality began, something extraordinary happened. And I can't explain quite how we felt by just telling you, but I'm going to try. And that is this. When totality began, a patch of blue sky around the sun opened up. A hole in the clouds literally opened up around the sun. And we were able to see almost all the 4 minutes of the total solar eclipse. And my son fulfilled his dream of many months of many, 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 many hours of research and preparation. And he got his pictures, he got his photographs of the total solar eclipse of 2024. And then we drove up to the panhandle of Texas and did some camping and some hiking and rode through a hailstorm up in the panhandle of Texas and met up with some old friends, one I hadn't seen in about 8 years, another friend I hadn't seen in about 30 years, and of course, spent good quality time with my son and with my brother-in-law and with my sister and with their children. And so that was a blessing, and I'm thankful for that trip. Before that trip began, I sat down here at my desk at home where I record these podcast episodes, and I did something for my family. And what I did was what I mentioned in the pre-intro, and that is a little project that I did for my family before a trip. And then my boys and I, again, as I mentioned, in June of 2017, we kind of stumbled upon that idea again. And whenever I go on a trip, I typically now do this for my family shortly before the trip begins. And here's what it is. I recorded a short voice message for my wife to play for my children at home for the days that I'd be gone. And guess what we call it? We call it the Dadcast. And it's just a fun thing. We call it a Dadcast. I don't think it's original with me, but the Dadcast is just this little thing that I like to do for my family before I go on a trip. And in this episode, that's what I'm encouraging you fellow dads to do. Record your own Dadcasts. Now, maybe you say, I'm not planning any trips. So that's okay. You don't have to plan a trip. As you'll see as you listen through this episode, it really can be done at any time. It doesn't have to wait for a trip coming up before you can do it. If you hear a dog barking, please pardon my neighbor. One of my neighbors here has a very yappy dog, and that's what's going on. Well, Dadcasts, I would like to bring up and answer a few questions concerning what a Dadcast is about and how to do it and why to do it, and hopefully give you some encouragement in that direction. First question is, maybe you're asking, what would I talk about? If I were to record a Dadcast for my family, what would I talk about? Philippians 4:8 is a really good rule of thumb. That's where the Apostle Paul, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." And so there's a good rule for us right there, the kinds of things that we can talk about when we record a Dadcast for our families. And by the way, that's a good rule of thumb, a good guideline for everything that we say in our home or with our family and to our families. Deuteronomy chapter 5 also provides a great guideline that teaches us that we as fathers should be teaching our children God's word, teaching them diligently, and talking with our children about the word of God. Psalm 78 gives us another good guideline. That psalm teaches us that we as fathers should talk to our children about God's wondrous works. Tell them what he has done, as recorded in scripture and as recorded in history, and as you have experienced his hand at work in your own life. Don't you know that I am going to tell the story of how God opened the sky for us to see the total solar eclipse on April 4th, 2024? To my children again and again. I've already told many people the story just in the past week and a half since that happened, and I intend to keep telling that little thing that's something that God did. I want people to know that my God answers prayer. My God does great and kind things. He gives great and kind gifts to His children. Our children need to hear these stories from our lips. Your children, fellow dad, need to hear these stories from your lips. And what better way to present those stories than by recording them in your own voice? Another idea? Read Bible verses to them. If you're reading a particular passage of Scripture each day of the month, maybe read that, or one verse and a short explanation of each verse in each episode, especially if you're about to go on a trip and you're not going to be home for family Bible time. Go ahead and pre-record some very simple, some very brief family Bible time type of recordings. Another idea, read short stories. Last year, right before I was on a short out-of-town trip, I pre-recorded some dadcasts for my family, and I recorded the highlights of an article about a man who has become known as the original or the real Lone Ranger. And you can check out the show notes to get a link to that story. And so that's just one of many things that I've recorded for them. I've recorded brief sections from books I've been reading, things that I think will instruct my children, things that I think will inspire them, things that I think will get them involved in some worthwhile activity. There's another thing I'd like to recommend you consider putting into your dadcasts, and let me set it up for you. I saw a metal sign the other day, and it said, good jokes, $5, bad jokes, $1, dad jokes, free. Well, our teenage kids might squint their eyes at us and say, aw, dad, when we try to tell a joke that turns out to be a dad joke, but you know what? The jokes that we tell really are free. And if our kids are anything like us, they might not remember the punchlines. But I'm convinced they will remember the lightheartedness and the fun and the happiness that we attempted to bring into our family circles by telling dad jokes. So why not include dad jokes in your dadcast? Another idea is talk about where you expect to be, or special plans for your trip, if it's a trip that you're recording for. Hey family, today we should be in Caprock Canyon, and we plan to camp here for 2 nights and do a lot of hiking and exploring, and there's supposed to be bison here, so we'll see, and we'll get pictures for you. Just talk about where you expect to be, and tell them, be sure to tell them this, that you love them, and you're praying for them, and you miss them. And on this most recent trip, the dadcasts that I recorded for my family, I think every day that I recorded a dadcast episode for, I mentioned each of them by name and said something like this, I'm praying for you, and I hope you have a good day today. Why should we record our own dadcasts for our kids? Here's a good reason. The Lord Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. He was talking about his own people that believe him. And he said, my sheep hear my voice. And I think there's a principle there. Our children are our own flock, and they need to hear our voices. They need to hear the voice of their own father. And recording a dadcast is one way of doing this, especially for when you're not at home. Also, a dadcast can help your little ones go to sleep. A good friend of mine in Central California told me that his kids go to sleep listening to a recording of one of my sermons, and I'm still not sure how to take that. But when you have your voice playing, maybe you have an extended passage of Scripture recorded that your children can listen to, or some calming story, maybe that will help them go to sleep when you're not at home. Also, a dadcast can help your children memorize Scripture. Just have a Scripture passage quoted or recited or read for them in a dadcast recording, and they can play it again and again and again and memorize Scripture, especially for the children who can't read yet. Another reason is just like the one I just mentioned, and that is that while you're gone, your children will have a way to listen to your voice. And you might call them every day, that's good. But what if you can't call them? Well, if there's a dadcast, then they get to listen to your voice. And assuming that you back up the recorded files and make them accessible to your family in a way that they can get them, they'll be able to listen to your voice when you're gone. As in, gone. When you're good and gone. When you have left this world, your voice can remain. You can be like Abel, he being dead yet speaketh. So those are some reasons to record dadcasts. Well, when should we think about recording a dadcast? Here are some times that would be good. Before an upcoming trip. This is what I did for the trip last week, what I've done for many trips. You can record a dadcast during a trip. Before this most recent trip, I had recorded an episode for each of the first 4 or 5 days, but during the trip, I recorded one or two more, and I sent those audio files to my wife. Another idea is record a dadcast for your unborn baby. Now, I don't know what the science currently says about how much babies in utero can hear or how much hearing mommy's and daddy's voices will affect their emotional and their intellectual well-being and how much they'll connect with their parents after they're born. But hey, why not? Why not record something of your own voice talking to your child to play for your child before he or she is born, or even just to record for them with the hopes that someday when they're a little older, they can listen to your voice. Also, you can record a dadcast for your newborn. What a great way to record thoughts for your child and feelings that you have about your child for that child to listen to during his or her earliest days, and later on when they're much older, to listen back and think, oh, daddy was thinking about me. Now, I'm not aware of any recordings my dad made for me when I was little, but I have something of his, and his words still mean so much to me, and the fact that he wrote them out. It's the back of a postcard that he wrote to me when he was on a road trip, and I have that postcard stuck in the frame of a photo that I have of him and me when I was a baby here on my wall, right next to my desk. And that fact that my daddy was thinking of me when I was just a little guy is still a precious, precious gift to me, a precious possession that I have. So how much would it mean for your child to have a recording of daddy's voice talking to him or her when they're little? Another time to record a dadcast for your child is when he or she is about to reach a major milestone, maybe when they're about to have an important birthday or when something big is about to happen in their life. It could be a dadcast you record to say, hey, something great is about to happen and here's what I hope for you. Or it could be that the event has happened and you're recording your thoughts and feelings about it afterwards, your fresh memories before you lose them. Or it could be that you're actually recording the event, either in audio or in video, as most of us do nowadays. We all have a smartphone and we can all record video of things. And you know, I believe it's our job as dads to serve as the family historian. We are the ones who ought to be recording something of the events, the major events, and even the detailed events of our family's lives. And a dadcast can be a great way to do that. Now, perhaps you're asking, Nathan, how do I go about recording a dadcast for my children? How do I do it? Let me tell you about some tools that you can use if you're not doing this already. If you have a Mac, you can use GarageBand, which comes included, I think, with every Apple computer. It's a good app, and I use it. Actually, I'm using it right now to record this episode. Back in the day when I used a Windows computer, there was a very simple voice recording program included with Windows. I think it was called Voice Memo. There is an app that works for Mac and works for Windows, and it's absolutely free. And I use it all the time. It's called Audacity. And it's pretty simple, but actually a pretty powerful tool. And again, it's free. You can't beat that. And it's been around for quite a while. And so I guess they've worked out most of the bugs. So you can get that for free for both Mac and Windows. Now, the third option that I want to share with you is the simplest, the easiest to use. And for a simple Dadcast, it might actually be the best to use if you're using a smartphone. And if you don't have the time to record on a computer, and if you don't have time to add in fun music, and if you don't need multiple tracks, then you can download this app. It is called Voice Record Pro. Voice Record Pro. For years, I used the free version of this, but the pop-up ads were becoming distracting and in some cases inappropriate. But I really liked the ease and the features of the app, so about a year or two ago, I gave in. I bought the upgrade. A one-time purchase. It was only $9 or $10. And now all the features are there without the ads. And the whole thing is mine to use. And it's been a really, really reliable tool. You can record in MP3 or in WAV if you want to do that. And then you can either upload it to your computer or upload it to the cloud, or you can email it, or you can send the files as text messages. So overall, it is a really great tool. It is actually what I prefer to use for a Dadcast over my podcasting equipment because of the ease of use and the simplicity of it all. Also, when I'm on the road, if I need to just record a short voice recording for my family, I can do it right there in the app on my phone, save it, send it, and they've got it. And it's that simple. And so I really highly recommend Voice Record Pro. So dads, here are some reasons why you should think about doing a Dadcast for your family, what to talk about, when to do it, and of course, just now, some tools that you can use for recording a Dadcast. Now, just to give you an idea of what a Dadcast can sound like, I'm going to include here a few samplings of Dadcasts that I have recorded for my family. Here they are.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Dad's Kids Cast for June the 22nd, 2017. We are in Arizona, where we had a good meeting last night. I've got to pull over here and get some gas. The boys and I are going on some adventures today, and we're talking about what is it that makes an adventure. We hear the word adventure thrown around sometimes, and maybe it's not really the right use of the word, but I've been thinking about what the word adventure means. I really believe that boys need to have adventures, but what is it that makes an adventure? And we're going to talk about that this morning. We're going to talk about that this morning on today's Dad's Kids Cast. But first, I have to fill the tank with gas because it's much more expensive where we're going.
Well, today on Dadcast for June the 20th, in studio with me, in the tent of the Stinky Socks, are my partners in making Stinky Socks, or making socks stinky. And we have had quite an adventure today.
And we ran on a train to Grand Canyon.
Yep. We sure did. And tell us about that.
We went hiking in Grand Canyon, and it was fun going on the bus.
Okay, that's all you know. All right, thank you. Good boys, your turn. Tell us about our adventures today.
We went hiking a tiny bit in the Grand Canyon. And then we rode on the train. Well, after we rode on the train. And then we had lunch.
We finally got to get to the Grand Canyon today for the first time for my boys, and my fourth time to get there. I would like to do more and look forward to doing more in a few days. And we saw today how many different kinds of creatures, animals. Squirrels and birds.
Oh yeah, and elk.
Elk. Saw at least two.
And dog.
We saw some pronghorns. Yeah, about three pronghorns.
What are pronghorns?
They're kind of like deer. They run very, very fast. What kind of animal did you see today?
I saw we saw a grasshopper and a green bug.
Okay. Today I turned 44 years old, and God has been overwhelmingly good to me. Sometimes I complain and have pity parties, and that's wrong. No one should ever do that. That is a sin, especially someone who has been so blessed as I have. I often think of what Jacob said in Genesis, "I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed to thy servant." God has been very good to me for 44 years, and I pray that he may give me at least 44 more with which to serve him faithfully and fruitfully. For this episode of the Dadcast, I want to read something fun to you. Your Uncle David gave me a tip last week when he called me, and I mentioned to him that I was reading a book about Booker T. Washington, and he began talking about someone that he recommended we look him up. And I did today, finally. It's been almost a week. And I want to read an article to you. Here's the article. Was the real Lone Ranger a black man? The amazing true story of Bass Reeves, the formerly enslaved man who protected the Wild West. Well, kids, I hope you have a wonderful day today. I think when you hear this, I will probably have landed in Detroit, and we'll be spending the day there in Detroit, or near Detroit, and then we should be heading off to Pennsylvania later tonight or early tomorrow morning. Well, I hope you have a great day. I have prayed for you, and I love all of you, and look forward to hearing from you and seeing you in not too long. Bye-bye. Well, it's already past midnight, almost 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were supposed to leave the house about 4:15, 4:30, and so this will be short, but this is for April 7th, the Lord's Day, and a very simple thought I have for you all today, whether you are about to go to church, or on your way to church, or have already been to church today, I want you to think about the attitude that we should have toward our opportunity to go to church. There are some things in life that are obligations, and some things are opportunities, and some things are both obligations and opportunities, and attending church is one of the latter, meaning it is one of that last category. It is both an obligation and an opportunity, and really, it's more than an opportunity. It's a privilege. It's a great privilege, especially when you think about the fact that there are Christians all over the world who do not have the liberty to attend church without fear of their government doing something to hurt them, to punish them for attending church. So I want you to think about your attitude. What is your attitude toward church? The Lord Jesus Christ has an attitude toward church, and his attitude is complete, devoted, self-sacrificial love. Love. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 5, tells husbands, says, "Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it." And so the Lord Jesus Christ loved the church, and he showed that love, he demonstrated that love through his death on the cross for the church. What is your attitude toward the church? I'm praying for you all every day. I love all of you, and Lord willing, we'll see the eclipse tomorrow. I can hardly wait to see that and send pictures to you all. Alrighty, y'all. I love you so much, and God bless you today.
So there you have a few examples of my dadcasts spanning about 7 years. I do apologize that the audio levels were not perfect, but what you heard was real. Those recordings are basically how they sounded when recorded in a car and in a tent near a railroad track and while using an iPhone as I stood at my bathroom sink about 1 a.m. When recording dadcasts, we're not looking for professional studio quality. And that's probably not what our wives and children demand anyway. What they do want from us and what they do need from us is to hear our voices. Fellow dad, your children need to hear your voice speaking truth and stability into their hearts, because in their lives, no one else can replace you. Recording your own dadcasts can be a fun, easy, and meaningful way to do that. And I hope this episode has encouraged you in that direction. If you heard something helpful today or feel better equipped to lead your family, maybe you have a friend who could benefit from this episode too. Don't keep it to yourself. Hit share in your podcast app or take a screenshot of this episode and share it with a friend. Or just post a link on Facebook to treasureboxbooks.com and let your friends know that this episode might encourage them. You can find any links and resources mentioned today on the episode page linked below, or just head over to treasureboxbooks.com and sign up to get our newsletter to keep you informed about future episodes and product releases. And if you've got a book recommendation or experience or idea you'd like to share with other dads, send me an email. My address is nathan@treasureboxbooks.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until we meet again, keep leading your family to find the treasures in books.